You're listening to The Record, and I'm Deborah Wong. When you're out for a nice dinner, it's perfectly okay to ask your server if your vegetables are locally grown and if your beef is grass-fed. But it's way less common to ask, how much do you pay your dishwasher? Saru Jayaraman argues the way restaurant employees are treated is just as important as where the food in your entree came from. Jayaraman is the director of the Food Research Center at UC Berkeley, and she's an advocate for restaurant workers. Her new book is called Forked, A New Standard for American Dining. She says Seattle is doing better than many other cities in raising wages and improving working conditions in the industry, but she says we're not doing as well as we think.
In doing research in Seattle, you know, we surveyed about 500 restaurant workers in Seattle. We found that, yes, on the whole, wages are better. Certainly, you have paid sick days in Seattle. Benefits are better. But unfortunately, racial disparities are worse because you have very severe racial segregation in Seattle, where the best jobs, which are fine dining server and bartending positions, are held almost exclusively by white men. People of color, women, immigrants, people with any kind of criminal record are segregated into lower level positions and also lower level segments of the industry like fast food and casual restaurants. And that results in almost a $5 per hour median wage gap between white men and women of color in Seattle. That's actually larger than the rest of the country. So I think there's lots of ways in which Seattle is doing better and lots of room for improvement.
Do you have any idea why that racial disparity exists or why it's getting bigger?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think there's a general sense of progressivism in Seattle. And unfortunately, sometimes that's accompanied by a blindness to racial equity. So I think sometimes, you know, people are really good on issues of wages and benefits and can see the overall economic picture, but race is still an issue that's very, very hard for people to grapple with and especially to acknowledge in their own restaurants. You know, especially when you think of yourself as a progressive employer and you're doing a great job, it's hard to recognize that, wow, I really actually do have all white servers and all people of color who are bussers or in the kitchen. All the people of color in my restaurants are in lower level position. So I don't think it has anything to do with malice or bad intent. I think that there have not been good examples of restaurants that desegregate their workforces, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to lift up restaurants that are trying to do something different, are trying to desegregate, are trying to show a pathway that could be different. My new book is profiles of restaurant companies that are taking what we call the high road to profitability, because we think it's all about having models, especially among industry leaders. If there are industry leaders that say, you know what, I'm going to take a stand on this, I'm going to work to desegregate my own restaurant, we think a lot of restaurants will follow.
Yeah, so in your book, Forked, you call out not just the who you consider the poor performers in the industry, but the examples of the restaurants that take good care of their workers. You call them the high road employers. Who are these high road employers and what are they doing to earn that status?
Yeah, so there's plenty around the country. You know, I think we've been working a lot, as you may know, with Danny Meyer, who is really an industry leader in so many ways. He is probably the foremost fine dining restaurant owner in the country. He's written several books on the industry and owns all of the restaurants surrounding Union Square in New York City and started Shake Shack. And he has set the model on so many issues. He worked with us to move away from the tipped minimum wage and tipping altogether, and now provides a livable wage to his employees as the employer. He really has had a more desegregated workforce than other employers. And generally, he's just open and willing to do things that are consistently along a high road path. I want to say, you know, for us, the high road is not a destination. It's a road. It's a pathway. We realize that every employer wants to do better, can do better, and often just doesn't know how to do better. I mean, we ourselves, our employers, have made so many mistakes ourselves, and so we realize it's a constant pathway to progress. As long as an employer is committed to doing the right thing, we have an association that Danny Meyer is a part of about 200 restaurants around the country. Everybody from Danny Meyer to Alice Waters, Tom Colicchio, Starve Top Chef, Blue Bottle Coffee, so many great employers around the country who are doing the right thing, providing good wages and good working conditions. And even if they're not currently desegregated, I think open to working with us to desegregate their restaurants. And that's what it's all about to us, not the perfection, but the willingness willingness to continuously move down that high road to profitability.
Well, there are a lot of restaurateurs in Seattle who do pride themselves on offering good pay and good working conditions, but I don't see any Seattle restaurants on your list. Is that because you haven't looked at them yet, or do you not find any that meet your standards here?
No, there are several employers that we're definitely in conversation with that we think are great. We think Renee Erickson is great. We're definitely working a lot with Joy Burgess. I mean, there's some great employers around the city that I think are doing the right thing. And I think it's going to take time to work to build up the association in Seattle the way we have in the rest of the country. We're newer to Seattle. So we'd really love to work with restaurant owners that are open to working with us to join this peer community of outstanding restaurant owners around the country that want to do things differently.
So you've been working on this issue for a long time. Do you feel like in recent years there has been progress made in terms of improving working conditions and wages for restaurant workers and getting people to understand that is an important value?
Absolutely. I have never seen such a rift in the industry in 15 years of working in this industry as I see today. I've never seen such a split, such a true now recognition that the high road is a profitable, viable, visible, even trend-setting path. I've never seen that in 15 years of working in this industry. I think it did definitely start with you all. I think Seattle kicking it off with $15, spread the movement across the country, and the fight for 15 has absolutely had tremendous impact on our industry, to the extent that now you see in Nation's Restaurant News, which is the industry rag, editorials that say minimum wage is going up, let's accept it, and it's not going to kill the industry. I mean, the industry itself is acknowledging that wages going up are not going to kill the industry. The industry's foremost academic institute, the Cornell School of Hospitality Management, actually put out a study saying rising wages are not going to kill the restaurant industry. So there's been an incredibly new recognition that wages going up is not the death sentence for the industry. But beyond that, we've seen all of these new players come into the industry with new ways of thinking, who are tired of the old model, who see the old model not working and being completely unsustainable. Not just Danny Meyer, but small, moderate, large restaurant owners all over the country saying, we're tired of this old path. We want to take the high road. We see that it makes more sense logically. It's more profitable, and our folks are happier and they stay longer and they're more loyal. For all of these reasons, we want an industry in which our people can thrive and can succeed as the professionals that they are. And that's the bottom line. These folks are professionals. So as a result of new people coming into the industry, as a result of all the momentum around 15, I think, I will take some credit. I think we've done a lot of work to show the industry that the high road is actually a viable, decent, and better path. I think for all of these reasons, we're seeing the greatest rift in the industry that we've ever seen, the greatest fork in the road, hence the title of my book, Forked. I think we really are at a crossroads, and I think the industry is moving in a really positive direction.
That was Saru Jayaraman. She's the co-director of a restaurant workers advocacy group called the Restaurant Opportunity Centers United. Her new book is called Forked, A New Standard for American Dining. Jayaraman will be coming to Seattle in June to speak at Town Hall. We're tweeting out a link to that event now.